Hello, 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 podcast listeners. This is Fred Noble. Fred Noble, your vocal coach, your vocal mentor from Noble's New Sound Music Studio. I know it's been a while since I've done a recent podcast, but definitely just wanted to jump on today and talk about, do you like the sound of your voice? Okay, but before we jump into that, just wanted to tell you a little bit what's happening with the studio. As you know, or if you don't know, we're still continuing our classes with the Discover Your New Voice class. We now have a part two, and we also have part one going on as well. So if you're interested and you want to take your vocals to the next level, you want to enhance your vocals, you want to get a basic understanding of the voice, then this class is for you. If you wanted to expand your ear in ear training, being able to hear the pitches more accurately and finding your note, these classes are for you. So go visit our website at www.yourmusicjourney.com. Again, yourmusicjourney.com. Also, we still have group lessons in piano, piano group lessons. We also have drum group lessons and guitar music lessons as well. So if you're interested, we have adult classes and classes for children as well. Those classes start at $85 per month. Our winter recital is coming up very, very soon. Just stay tuned, look out at our website, and you can find that information at www.yourmusicjourney.com. So let's jump in to what's happening and what we're going to talk about briefly in our podcast today. Do you like the sound of your voice? Now, many people, they get caught up in how good or how bad their voice sounds. Don't get caught up in that. You know, if my voice sounds good or my voice sounds bad, I don't like the sound of my voice. But focus more on what is taking place in your body. Do you feel tension? Are you standing with good posture? How's your breathing? All of these things affect the sound of your voice. You know, most people, all they know is we open our mouth and up and sounds come out, you know, and you know, I just open my mouth and sounds come out, whatever comes out. And that's due to, you know, lack of training, lack of understanding of your voice. And once you get an understanding of something, you are more in control. So I, you know, once again, I would encourage you to come check out one of our classes so that you can gain more understanding, so you can gain more insight on where the sound originates. Okay, there, the sound originates, starts from your diaphragm. If you have good breath support, you're gonna get a better overall sound. Now, there are some other things that take place, but it starts with the breath. Breathing is the foundation of singing, okay? And that's with speaking and also with singing. The right amount of air, just like I said before, must connect with your vocal cords. So what happens is when you take a good breath, the breath travels up from your diaphragm and hits your vocal cords. So if you get a good enough breath and that breath connects with your vocal cords, you're gonna have a good sound, okay? So once again, it starts with the breath. Because to the human brain, there is no difference between singing, speaking, and singing are the same to the human brain. There is no difference, you know, because your voice, it can go up if you're happy, or it can go down. It's the same thing with singing, you know. There are three different types, you know, three different ways. The pitch can go up, you know, how pitch happens. The pitch can go up, the pitch can go down, or the pitch can stay the same, okay? So it's the same way. So you have to identify your voice. And the way you do that is begin to record yourself and listen back. Listen back, you know, to hear the one thing, because the vibe, the listen back at yourself, because the listener hears something different, because when you open your mouth, sound travels. Sound hits the wall, sound hits the ceiling, sound has to reflect off something, but on the inside of you, you hear the vibrations that's going on. So record yourself and see what you like about your voice. Write those things down about what you like about your voice, okay? All right. And then the last thing, one thing that could be a hindrance is that you're getting too much ear going into your nasal passage, which we call nasality, okay, or nasal. You sound very nasal. And this could happen when someone tightens their throat, and you get this. I don't wanna be like that. I don't know. You know, your tension. You know, this can cause you know, because you're tense. So one way to test to see if you and if you would just take your tongue and put your tongue behind your teeth, you feel that hard part. That's your hard palate. And if you take your tongue and go further back behind your throat, or where your throat is located, that's your soft palate. And this is what happens. This is what causes to sound nasal, is that too much air is traveling up into your sinus area. So let's do a quick test to see if you are nasal. So what you're gonna do is that you're gonna speak the numbers 1 through 5 normal, but once you get to 6 to 10, you're gonna pinch your nose and you're gonna say the numbers 6 to 10, okay? So like this, okay? I'm gonna do it for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, okay? So stop the recording real quick, try the test. And then if you hear your sound is, you got too much, you're too nasal, okay? And there are ways that we can fix that in making sure that that too much air is not going into that nasal passage, okay? All right, you hear a lot of country singers, they have that twang, they have that, you know, that nasal sound, because that's what's called for their style, okay? But most people don't like to sound nasal, okay? All right, so as you pursue your vocal journey, you know, don't beat yourself up, because this is a process, okay? This is a process as you continue to go forward in your music, in your singing career, because as a singer, you are a musician. So a musician is one that studies the entire aspects of music, okay? So I'll be coming back with more podcasts, with another podcast on if you have the nasal sound, how to get rid of it, okay? And how to be a more confident singer, how to be a more confident speaker. The best way to do it is just to take action, just to get out there and do it, and know that, you know, your voice has a purpose. Yes, your voice has a purpose. So this is Fred Noble from Noble's New Sound and Music Studio signing off for this week. Have a great day, and sing and speak on purpose. God bless.